Hey, what's up, guys? Welcome back to the Purple Monkey Podcast. Today we're looking at episode 50.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
And that's pretty crazy. We're joined today by your juicy host, Master Beef.
Oh, yeah.
Big Chunk.
Oh, yeah.
And me, Ari Abelson.
Dude.
So, basically...
I haven't been on this for, like, 5 episodes, I just realized.
That's basically 3 months. Season.
Oh, yeah.
A little bit of a lazy...
3 episodes translates to, like, 6 months in Purple Monkey Podcast time.
In our recent time. Well... Basically, we're hanging in there. I think that this is kind of like when you forget to feed your puffle in Club Penguin.
Your fish. Yeah.
Or you forget to feed
your puffle.
You forget to feed your pet fish, and then it kind of dies.
It's died, but
and then
food,
you try to feed it after it's dead.
The food is just sort of floating at the top of the tank. The fish is rotting. But you're still giving it food.
You're still not feeding it. We probably shouldn't have stopped feeding it, but now we're feeding it.
Yeah.
That's a good analogy.
That's sort of what our analogy is for this podcast.
I like that one.
We're gonna keep making it. And you guys
there's
can
like
keep
still
listening.
A few spectators through the glass, but most of them have left.
Most of them have kind of gone on to other exhibits.
We'll make 51 of them.
We're at least gonna make it to 51. Maybe even
52.
Oh wait,
dare I say 53?
Is it actually possible if we do we to make it 69?
It's if we actually
possible,
really work at it over the summer, then
oh yeah, it is possible. I didn't think there's enough.
There's 19. So if we make it 19 more,
that's a lot. When you say 19,
19 is quite a few.
That's like a quarter of.
We would have to really slam on the brakes. Slam on the gas.
There we go. Like really wrong way to process.
That's a lot. This is 50, so 25 is half. So we almost have to do
another
half of what.
We're two-thirds through.
Basically half a year of. Work or more,
but if we because we've been doing it very slowly now.
Yeah.
So then if we do it very quickly to make up for it,
I
we're talking
58.
You think no
50? Maybe it'll be
unless we go for like 2 or 3 a day.
I mean, are you away for the summer though?
For a little bit.
For 8.
He's going on a
bit of an exhibition.
So
that takes like 4 weeks.
We don't need to hear about this now. We're gonna go talk about this new occurrence on the internet. Which is basically all the Amogus streamers are done being Amogus.
They're
what?
They quit.
They
finally
quit
said,
Amogus.
I think after they went on Jimmy Fallon, they're like, what do we become?
That's probably like
they're
the
really
like
killing it for
running
a bit, though. It's like really funny that they went from like, they kind of all faded to obscurity. I think like,
I mean,
no. Well,
like,
actually,
no, I mean,
maybe.
Like, yeah, they
Sykuno?
Have their, fan bases.
What is Sykuno doing now?
No, but what I mean is they have their fan bases, but then
fan what?
They're not like, fuck you. Fuck you. Bass dude. Bass. Punk champ. But I mean, you don't hear about them outside of like this. Literally, this is the first time I heard about these guys in a long time.
I have not heard anything about Corpse, maybe, because it's on Dream.
Oh, no, actually, I did used to watch Corpse. He did this scary.
Yeah, he did the scary, like, reading.
True stories.
True stories.
His voice is actually pretty cool.
It's good for that.
For, like, a scary story.
Yeah. But, like, Sykuno, like, Valkyrie. I haven't seen anything about Valkyrie.
Valkyrie.
That's not your name.
Valkyrie.
No, it's Valkyrie.
Really?
I think it's because her name's Ray, right?
Yeah, so it's Valkyrie.
It's Valkyrie.
It's not Valkyrie.
Eliso Cray?
It's not
Eliso Cray?
It's not Mommy Milky.
What?
Boing.
No way.
No way, dude.
I mean, I honestly, the fact that the game was popular, but their games, I think it's going to come back. There's going to be a resurgence.
The devs are just going to make another, like, Among Us.
Because, like, think about it. You know, like, 2017, it was all Fortnite. And everyone's obsession. Then it kind of went away for, like, a year. But now it's kind of creeping back in.
Okay,
you start seeing it a bit.
Among Us is on PS4.
So, oh, yeah, they're making it go to PS4.
It's on the Switch.
They're porting
now.
It now.
It's already on the Switch.
I don't know why they're porting it now. Like,
it's
really.
Like, they really, like, the company should have moved ahead within, like, a week of the game getting popular.
Was it that hard to do? Because it would have been so much more popular if it was on console,
like, cross-platform and stuff.
That would have been actually cool. But
if they added, like, in-game, like, voice chat.
Dude, if that game had a voice chat, it would actually be genuinely entertaining.
It would still be entertaining. It would still be gold.
I think, like, I would be making shit about it if it was.
That would
if it was,
really
if there was voice chat, how
it
fucking
be forced
hilarious!
Voice chat. That's what they used to do in Black Ops 2 lobbies. They used to have
where
to
you
have
could
a
just
mic.
Shit talk people.
You
it's
had to have
so
a mic
fun.
On in order to play in the game.
Wait, is that true? You had to.
Yeah, they don't do that anymore. But I think
it's
like
so
some lobbies.
Cool.
I think required that in Black Ops 2.
That's so awesome. I mean, imagine if they had lobbies where you had to have your mic on. It would just be so hectic in that game.
Yeah,
like it was fun sometimes, but at the end of the day, when you're playing with your friends, you don't want to be that much of a dickhead.
Why do you remember the dude you were playing with on Black Ops? The little kid
just
with...
screaming.
Wait, so, hey, why don't you explain this?
So me and Wyatt were playing gunfight on Call of Duty Cold War before it got like really boring. And there was, we got paired with this random like 8 year old, and he was like shit talking.
There was other team had like
the
three
other
more
team had like were all 8 year olds. I think they
were like
knew
all
each
a
other.
Sleepover probably.
No, they were yeah. Like land party.
Trash your dog water, dog you're, water, trash
dog water.
But we were on his team, and we were like winning.
We were
but then
destroying.
We just stopped crying.
We were destroying.
And then he lost. And he starts like crying.
No, we were destroying, and then we heard him brag. Like, okay, what if me and Wyatt just stay back and throw grenades at ourselves until it was like 5-5, and he's like, and he gets killed first. He runs in. We hear on voice chat. Please win. Please win.
So it's like crying.
It's like crying.
That's so funny, dude.
And then the other kids are just...
Oh, no. It was the overtime, like, flag, and I was, yeah. Like, running around the outside of it. He's like, please go in.
That was good.
So go fucking dumb. Dude, squeakers...
Yeah, that would be fun to do if Amogus was
actually
good.
Squeakers are so... I think there's going to be another... I think...
You think Amogus is going to have another resurgence?
No. I think there's going to be another game that just like completely nails
this
it.
There's going to be like a party game. Like, they had Fall Guys for like a week. It was really popular.
Not
the
even.
Only reason it the only reason Fall Guys died is because Among Us had the same art style.
No, because Fall Guys actually just sucks if you played it more than a week.
Oh,
the
it does.
You realize,
I never
you realize that
it.
It's literally the same maps, and they only add new maps every season, which happens to be like every like 3 months.
Yeah, oh, really?
So like season 4, new map.
And it's like, oh, this is cool. But then you realize in one sitting, you've played through all the maps already.
I was actually so surprised. I was really surprised that Friday Night Funkin' got so big.
Yeah.
Because it's literally a single player rhythm. Like, you never see games like that go viral.
Because I think it was. Because
usually it's multiplayer games.
It was quirky.
It was a little quirky. It is a bit quirky. I think have you aesthetic. Seen how much money they made on the Kickstarter?
They made a lot.
Like,
they made
over,
so
it was like $1.5 million.
They, like, got, they climbed their entire. Because they're like, it was like. What was it? The top one was like this crazy goal.
They
and they
crushed,
hit it.
They crushed every
what
goal.
What was the top prize? Like full. It was like some really like unattainable.
Like
thing.
they get to be like name in the credits. No, not name in the credits. They get a custom character in the game.
No.
That's like the most expensive.
I'm talking about their total earning. But like the top one was like this unreasonable one, and they hit it. So
it was like they have to add like 10 extra weeks on top of like the 20 others that they are already promised.
And like all like 3D graphics.
No, not 3D. I think that's because they're doing full. So basically, it's actually really sick what they're doing. They're adding. Full cutscenes to all of the levels that are already out too. So
yes,
like they said there's like a story
it.
To it that you don't really get with just like the levels on their own. So basically the game that everyone's been playing is just the demo of the actual game basically.
Oh wait, okay. So here's it. So
okay, go for it.
85K MOBA build, 185K custom character, 215 sharing network, 415,000 fully animated cutscenes, and then 5 additional weeks online multiplayer. That would actually be sick.
I know. I thought. I really wish there was before. Like, that'd be so fun.
10 playable characters, dude. Erect difficulty. What?
Ryan,
and then 10 weeks.
That one.
And they probably hit the 10 week epilogue by now.
Yeah. I mean, that's what's the most expensive one?
1.8 million.
Well, do you think,
I think
it's already peaked, right? It's on the downhill, probably not.
No, I just looked at Google Trends today because I was curious.
Friday Night Funkin'?
Yeah. It's like.
My brother was playing.
It peaked that. Like last week, like a bit. But every time I looked at it, I was like, okay, this is the peak because it would be at like 100%. You know how Google Trends works, where
it shows how
popular it is now relative to what it is. So if it's at 100%, that means it's the most popular that it's ever been. And I kept looking at it, and it kept being at 100%.
Hmm.
So I was like, okay, it's probably just about to go down.
So it's still at right now.
It's right now, it's at like 80%.
I think it's the
but
mods.
It was just at 100 like last week. Okay. And the shit that I was looking at before when I thought it had peaked is like minuscule compared to how big
I think
it is
it's
now.
The mods. The mods are fun. There are some funny mods.
There's some sick mods.
Like the Friday Night Fun or the... That's a Freddy's one and the Among Us one are hilarious.
I mean, yeah, it's an easy game to mod. Like,
yeah, it's just
you
like
can,
you
really
like
just
frames.
Have to draw your
4 frames.
Yeah, and you well, there's more than usually for a character you have to draw it like 20 times, but it's still way easier than making like a fucking like Resident Evil mod where you actually have to like have like a 3D model. Like that's way more difficult than just drawing a sprite a few times.
Yeah,
would not to say it's like easy to make it good, but. Anyone can make a dinky mod for Friday Night Funkin'.
Yeah.
Like, in like,
I can make. I make
you
mod.
Could. You could do it in probably like a. Just make a day out mod. Of it and just.
I'll make it a penis mod. Where
you make a penis mod. That'd be amazing.
What's even the next big game? It's probably Resident Evil, right?
Yeah.
It's the next only big
thing. It's going to be popular. People are going to be talking about, I'm calling it now, 2 weeks of popularity and
yeah,
people are going to move on.
Yeah, fucking Mama Milky.
Yeah, yeah, it'll probably, well, we'll see. I know Resident Evil 7, all the YouTubers played it, and it was like a funny, like.
Cool. Yeah, it just depends on how good it is, really. Yeah. I think it'll be popular. I'll give it a month tops.
Yeah, and that's, I think two I mean, weeks that's, to a that's month. Pretty good.
That is pretty good
for a game with not a multiplayer.
For any game.
AAA games don't tend to be as like.
AAA games mostly kind of suck now. A lot of them kind of just blow ass and chunks. Well,
because it's sort of like big budget like horror movies. Like you're not really.
I think the issue is
they're just trying to make money.
The issue is Conjuring. I think it's gonna swing back because right now there's definitely like a bit of a corporate like. What's it like? They're kind of disconnected with what people actually want.
They had their time to swing back. We were all in our houses for 8 months.
Well, I guess they didn't expect that. They're working now, but
oh, I guess you can't put out a game in 8 months.
Yeah, like well, and they weren't working is the issue.
That's true.
It's like they were shut down too. But I think that they're gonna get a little better. I think with Cyberpunk, they kind of saw like, okay, fuck, we can't keep bullshitting people. It's gonna start biting us in the ass because it really did. Like
yeah, people, they have multiple lawsuits.
Cyberpunk went from like the most like loved thing,
and hyped.
Like the most like everywhere you looked, where people talk about this game, it's like, oh my god, this is going to change my life. I cannot believe it's so amazing.
Even when it first came out, people were like denying that it was like bad. Like IGN gave it a 7 or 8 out of 10. You know,
what else got an 8 out of 10? That,
but it sucks because this game, the game Doom. Actually had so much potential.
Oh,
still,
yeah, Doom got a 7.
Like it actually still looked really neat.
Yeah.
And it was just like, okay, fine. Like,
well, you didn't see it up close. Like,
no, but I saw it. I, you know, I have fucking YouTube. I can see.
Oh,
it.
Dude, it's not. YouTube doesn't even show the half of it.
Really?
Like, you can see all the glitches on YouTube. But, like, me and Wyatt, we got it.
Well, you get into control in your hands and you experience it.
Oh, does it just
different.
Not
you know
feel
game,
good to play?
You know the
no.
game Dreams?
It's like you're like a headache.
Yeah, it feels like it was made in Dreams.
Where you can, like, yes. No, it even too. Feels like it. But it looks like the graphics were paint. You can see like brush strokes.
Oh, really?
Because yes.
You like look close. Yeah, you can like.
Well, because
like,
you were also playing it on like the crappy the downgraded PS4 version.
Where it's like insert object here. Like,
oh my
boxes.
God! Really?
Oh, it's like unbelievably yeah. bad. Which is
no
actually
fucking
funny.
Way that
it's just
they
so
sold that.
Unfinished.
What did they think was gonna? I'm sure they knew that was gonna happen.
They knew it was gonna happen. Yeah.
That actually could have sold them more copies. Than if it was mediocre.
They should release two.
Oh yeah, no, yeah. If it was just like sort of broken, people would have been more pissed.
They should have released the like just called Cyberpunk shit version. I'd buy, dude. How shit is it? I'd buy it.
But it's
make
fun.
It purposely
there's so
bad.
Much people really give AAA studios a harder time, and I mean for a good reason because they have a fucking huge budget. But I'm saying like when Friday Night Funkin' doesn't work and there's like a glitch, it's like not a big deal because it's
$0
because it's like there's like it's free to play and there's like five people working.
Meanwhile,
on it.
Halo Infinite, highest budget game of all time,
$500 million.
No fucking
yes,
way.
Can you yes. imagine that? And it's gonna suck.
Million.
It's gonna yeah. suck. Developers are calling it a dumpster fire.
Yeah.
What do you spend $500 million on?
Well, I think what was it? I think the second highest was actually Destiny, which is like $450 million or something.
So
the first yeah. Destiny.
Jesus.
Was
like,
it?
Which I like mean, they always like, raise expectations so high. I mentioned this. We were talking about this a little earlier. Like Destiny had pretty misdirecting marketing too, where they like showed like the huge landscape, and they're like, "This you can explore this all in Destiny," and then it turned out that the thing they showed was actually just a skybox for one of the worlds.
Yeah,
it's like it's
dumb.
Just like
Destiny
it's
wasn't
lame.
That bad.
No, it wasn't bad.
It wasn't bad. It just wasn't what they marketed.
Yeah, right.
Yeah,
right. Then Destiny 2 came out.
Same thing. If you guys remember the Watch Dogs games, they advertised as like the GTA killer. It was just like not actually.
It
good.
Was just fine.
You saw the E3 trailer and it was like, whoa, look at this.
It looked so sick.
And
in
then
the
it's actually
too.
Like, oh wait.
Then there's like the scenes where you're just walking down the sidewalk, listening to a guy talk while texting somebody in Watch Dogs, and you can like read people's.
Yeah, you can like go through people's iPhone messages and like see what their jobs are and
like,
then take their job.
Like very cool, but I don't care about.
Yeah, and
Watch
that's
them.
I don't know.
I mean, it's an alright game.
No, it wasn't.
It's okay. It's like
I didn't like it.
That's what usually special. Happens. They're marketed as like the best next thing. And then it's just not.
Oh, Anthem. Well, yeah. Oh.
Anthem. Oh. Anthem E3. Oh. That's probably the pinnacle of
Anthem.
The Anthem E3 demo. Was like first person. You're like walking through this like market. There's like ships flying overhead. You walk out into this overhead and there's just mountains.
It just
and
wasn't that.
Waterfalls. And then you like go to the actual game. It's like buggy. It's
the
like
first,
you're in this. It's like third person. And ugh.
The first three levels all only have one enemy.
Oh, yeah. What was it?
Really?
Oh, my Starbreakers. These fucking just play like normal guys with guns. What
like,
are they called?
I don't know. It wasn't that important.
Oh, like
they're like only like slightly like different variations, like Starbreaker Plus.
It's so stupid.
It's like, oh, this is really innovative.
Really new code. Oh, my God. Who is this guy? Oh, my God.
Same thing. What was the other flop? The Marvel Avengers game.
Oh, is that so one bad, too?
Oh, I literally
really?
I got it.
I just wasn't interested in it.
I'm like, oh, it's a superhero game. Could be good. The controls are so clunky. It's like, oh,
even,
it's so
even
bad.
More than Star Wars.
It's Force weird how
No.
You know, it's funny. People are giving Nintendo a lot of shit right now just because they have gotten worse than they were. They're a lot worse than they were. Because like they used to really prioritize just putting out something good for as cheap as they can, but now it's like pay us $60 for three ports.
Yeah,
but they're still like when they put something out, it works. Like
I mean, yeah,
you don't hear about like Mario games being like a mess.
Nintendo's probably
like
the best
there are some bugs, but it's never like
yeah
fucking like unplayable like some of this new shit.
What did Nintendo even? Oh yeah, Animal Crossing.
People, dude, you know what's so funny? The shit people are saying on like fucking Reddit about Animal Crossing. And like fucking Twitter, they complain that the game doesn't have enough content. They're like, after 1,500 hours, I've run out of things to do.
I think people just want it to be like the only game they ever play.
Like, what the fuck? 1,500 hours, no, and they're complaining that there's not enough stuff to do.
I think it was good for what it was.
It had like a three, 4 month lifespan where it was just everyone was playing it, and then the game just died. That's
but I'm saying like the fact that people are like acting so offended that they couldn't play it for more than 15. What game lasts for more than 1,500 hours? That's, like that's crazy. Yeah.
Nintendo's probably the best in the game though right now. Like
probably.
Even though
they've been for like 30.
Even though I don't have a Switch, it's probably I can like acknowledge it's like the best.
Yeah, I mean, I think Breath of the Wild 2 is going to be probably, it could be the best game that ever, like, I might have
one
to
of,
eat those words.
GTA 6.
I think it could be one of the best games, because they've already made the physics engine that's being used, and debatably the map, people aren't really sure.
Debatably,
fuck you. But I'm saying, like, they're literally,
stretch.
All I'm saying is, like, last time they used the same engine was, like, Ocarina of Time to Majora's Mask, and that was a one-year turnaround for Majora's Mask.
Yeah.
So and the fact that they're spending like 3 years on this thing.
Well, I think GTA 6.
I think that they're spending all the time on the story.
Equally as big.
What? How much? I have a feeling it's gonna be bad.
GTA 6.
I have just one single.
Yeah,
feeling
I have an
really?
Inkling
that they're just gonna fuck
Rockstar's
it up.
Rockstar's never messed up.
They've
so
never.
Far.
They have to at least they have to fuck it up once, right?
I don't know. Well, actually, yeah, not good sign. They said it's the first female lead. So, uh-oh.
Man,
can you explain to me why you said that?
I knew you were gonna say that.
No, I'm just kidding. No, I have a feeling that it's not gonna be bad, but I think they're not gonna be able to like come.
Well, I think it's too much hype
like,
at this point.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. They're not
gonna
be able
to ride the hype train out. Well, they said they came up with an AI that's the most advanced yet.
Okay, really?
Who'd they get it from?
I mean, but the thing Google is, like, AI. You can't believe anything you hear about this shit now. Because it could be so bullshit sometimes.
Oh, yeah. Matt Booty and Phil Spencer say that Halo Infinite's the most graphically intense game on the show.
And then you see the E3. Okay, when the E3 trailer is, like, at least they're honest.
When
you
the
know
E3
what?
Is not good. Yeah.
At least the thing is, they didn't do what, like, other companies do, where they just show, like, some really, like, hyper real.
Honestly,
that's
like,
probably what the game looks like.
I feel like it was, but there was, like, pop in, and it's.
Yeah,
like,
there was pop ins, and there was like, well, the close up. What was
well,
the long,
I what just
was
think if the E3 demo is shit that they show, like,
how's
I
the game?
Know, how's
I have a
game?
Feeling. I have a feeling they're just doing a better business practice than
I guess
companies
just
normally
not
do.
Raising the hype.
Also, I don't even know what it is. Is it all online or like what?
I have a feeling
it's a little confusing.
It's actually all rec packs.
I feel like Halo. If they put a Destiny type game in a Halo world, that would actually be so sick.
No, with all the Halo lore and everything,
like with all that shit, and but you don't play
third
as like you play as like a different like not third person,
third person,
but
Halo.
You just play as like sort
of
like
Gears
Spartan
of War,
Ops almost.
Gears of Halo.
Like, what if they made like Spartan Ops into like a way bigger thing?
Wasn't
like I thought Spartan
Ops
was
the worst game. The birds wasn't the bird's eye view.
No, Spartan
that's
Ops.
Halo Wars.
Yeah.
No,
Spartan Ops was a
mobile
like
game.
A
not Spartan Strike.
Yeah.
Oh,
Spartan
like
Ops was a Halo
like
4 game mode.
Thing.
It was like a second campaign almost.
Basically.
So I'm getting Spartan Strike, Spartan Ops, and Spartan Warfare all confused.
Yeah, well, we didn't say they were original at creating titles.
They do their best.
They're trying.
Reach was kind of a stretch for them. Reach was a reach.
That was. Well,
Reach was sick though. That was heavily.
Cool.
That was pretty ambitious.
That was
the
culmination of all this stuff. They had been like teasing it because they had been like, "Oh, remember what happened on Reach? All the soldiers were like saying it throughout all the other games."
How many times do you think you've played the Reach campaign?
I mean, easily over 20, 30.
Yeah,
times.
Probably like 10, 15 times.
Really?
On, like,
really
on all the
it, like,
difficulties.
It's really a one sit down playthrough, which is like perfect.
How long is it?
It's
six,
really like
six
hours.
Hours.
It's like,
oh, really?
Just like a part. Like, they don't waste
all the
time.
All the Halo campaigns are like between
high quality stuff.
There's no side missions. I wish a lot of other games like did that. I guess they don't.
I don't know.
But like, there's always so many side missions. Like, I just want to finish the game.
Yeah, I don't. I don't like when a game.
Well, no, it's
because the issue. I think Donkey said something about this, where it's like if every game is supposed to be like an infinite game, then how am I supposed to play all of these infinite games?
One game that we both haven't finished, Valhalla. I looked up main campaign, 55 hours to complete it. Yeah. I don't want to spend that much time wandering around a map.
I deleted Valhalla already. I'm like. Because I played it like recently.
I played it for like 6 hours. I'm like, this is fun. Like, I want the game to be done now. I've seen all I needed to.
I've jumped off everything now.
I have some of these like bigger games just from like Xbox Gold or just like swiping it from like Game Pass or something. And I just haven't felt like playing it because it's like, okay, I can play.
Game Pass, there's
I can
not
play
one
like
game.
I can play this massive 50-hour game, or I can just pick up like a Zelda game that I've played before, but it's like 10 hours easy. No, let's
yeah.
go.
Fucking, yeah. Valhalla. Like you do everything in the first like 3 hours of the game.
Oh, really? That's neat.
No, okay. No, not everything. You just do everything the game has to offer in 3 hours, but then you have 50,
it's just
you
filler.
Have 50 more hours.
Kind of like No Man's Sky, right?
Yeah.
Well, I guess no ad for you guys today. Congratulations.
Perfect. There you go.
And hope you enjoyed the episode. Make sure you tune in for the next one if you want.
You can
join
that.
The Discord server, link in the description if you want to send us memes that are about poop. Just
and
poop memes.
Sus event. Sus.
How about not that, actually? All right, guys. This has been a fun thing today. And see you guys on the next one
Bye.
That we make.
Bye.
See you later.